堂听 class.com。
The Sound and Style of American English by Dr. David Alan Stern. This is course number 3 in Foreign Accent Reduction. It's for those students who have already studied the first two tapes in the series. This tape builds on what you've already learned. So if you haven't reviewed courses 1 and 2 for a while, go through both of them again before proceeding with this tape. Welcome back. It's now time to start polishing up your American accent and having a little fun with it along the way. Course 2 ended by teaching you the American-style pronunciation of final consonants. This course picks up right there. The whole first side of this tape deals with the energy of articulation, and much of that has to do with continuing to find that middle ground, how to pronounce consonants with just enough energy to make them clear while still keeping them American in style. This is the fun part. Let's start. Set your tape machine's counter at 0. At the beginning of this side. Then in your manual, write down the numbers which indicate the beginning spot for each lesson, so you can find it quickly for review. Please open the course number 3 manual to lesson 1 and follow along. All of the drills which I speak on the tape are printed in capital letters. The extra drills for each section are printed in lowercase. Lesson 1. What are we going to do about the T? The British constantly tease the Americans that they turn the letter T into D all the time. Well, that's only partially true. It only happens on what's called the medial T, when the T sound comes between two vowels. Let's look at this phenomenon. Take the sentence, "The beautiful British writer scattered the letters." If we actually pronounced plosive T's in these words, "The beautiful British writer scattered the letters," it would sound English at best, and just sort of put on or too self-conscious American at worst. So Americans, even the most educated of the standard dialect speakers, usually substitute a soft D, or what I call an almost D sound, as in, "The beautiful British writer scattered the letters." Let's look at a bunch of other words which do this. You repeat them? Better. Sister. Greater. Hitter. In fact, you'll find the same thing happening when the T comes after a vowel and before the sound of L. For example, cattle, rattle. On these words, notice that the D doesn't explode into a vowel sound. The tongue stays on the palate as the voice explodes directly into the throat for the L. Not cattle or battle, but cattle. Battle. As soon as the tongue hits the T or D position, you leave it there and pop right into the L. Let's try it again on these other words. Battle. Bottle. Settle. Now, the same medial T rule applies if the T comes after an N and before a vowel. Repeat these words. Center. Renter. Granted. Oh, it's true. The tongue does push forward just a little bit more than it would if the word were actually spelled with the D. It's center, not sender. This almost D happens a little bit quicker than it would in a real D word. Not render, but renter. And now, if you check in the manual under Lesson 1, Sections 1A, B, and C, you will find some extra drills for this basic medial T sound. Okay, like everything else in English, there are always seems to be some exceptions to the rules. On all of these sample words, the T came after a stressed syllable. Better, flatter, sister. Now, we'll talk much more about stressed and unstressed syllables on side 2 of this tape, but there are some words, not an awful lot of them, though, where a medial T comes before a stressed syllable. The T actually begins the syllable, like in the words attack, attach, Italian. In these words, the T stays as a T, and it has a fairly noticeable explosion. Compare the words A-T-T-I-C, attic, and A-T-T-A-C-K, attack. They have almost the same sounds in them, and the T falls between vowels in both. But attic has the first syllable stressed, and we use the D substitution, attic. But in attack, the second syllable is stressed, and we keep the T. Attack. The same thing in the words Italy and Italian. Again, we change the first one to a D because it stresses the first syllable, Italy, and we keep the T in the other because the second syllable is stressed, Italian. Most of the time, when you see the T between vowels, the first syllable will be stressed, and the D substitution will happen. Let's try a few more words. Automobile. You repeat it? Automobile. Memento. Attitude. Sitting. And you'll find many more examples of medial T with second syllable stress in the manual, Lesson 1, Section 1D. Now, let's talk about the T's that come at the ends of words. We'll deal with the general rule first and then look at some exceptions later. In general, when the T comes at the end of a word, the standard American speaker does not finish it with an explosion. Instead of saying hit, hat, what, visit, those words will end with the tongue hitting the T position but not really releasing or exploding. Try them this way. Hit, hat, what. Make sure your tongue does hit and that it hits behind the teeth, not actually touching the teeth. Visit, credit, habit, about, boat. Now, I know that most of you have probably been told to produce every letter clearly, but this is one of those cases where if you pronounce too clearly, you actually give the impression of not being a native speaker of this standard American dialect. One thing, however, this unexploded T is even more important when the next word starts with certain letters like TH or S or any other sound where the tongue touches the teeth or right behind the teeth. For example, not hit them, but hit them. Don't really explode. Hit the palate and slide into the next consonant. Don't say get shoes, but get shoes. Slide from the T to the SH. Not bet numbers, but bet numbers. By the way, the same thing happens when final D is followed by these letters. You pretty much avoid the explosion and glide right into the other consonants. Try it on some of these samples. Hardship. Not hardship. Hardship. Cod liver oil. Not cod liver. Cod liver. Keep the tongue behind the teeth, not on them. Head shrinker. Not head shrinker. Head shrinker. And you'll find extra drills for the soft final T, as well as some of the final D's, in Lesson 1, Section 2A of the manual. Now, just like everything else in English, there are exceptions to the rule. Here's the first. If the word ends in T, but the next word begins with a vowel sound, well, the T is now in between two vowels. So instead of almost disappearing, it will act just like a medial T and turn into a soft D sound. For example, I don't get it. You'll hear the D form here, that little soft D form. Try it in a few more of these phrases. Right away. Not right away, right away. Dinner at 8. Hit it over the fence. Of course, you've got two of them in a row in that sentence. Hit it over the fence. And there are more drills for this final T glide in the manual, Lesson 1, Section 1B. Now, here's the second exception. if the final T is in a consonant cluster with an N or any voiceless consonant coming before the T, you do need to have a very soft release or explosion so that it sounds like there is indeed another sound after the S or the N or the other voiceless consonants. For example, grant, plant, tent, point, count. Please notice that it is not a really powerful explosion, and the tongue is back behind the teeth. It's not grant, plant, tent, but a much softer sound, just a tiny little tap off the ridge. Grant, plant, tent. Now let's try some clusters with T following voiceless consonant sounds. Insist, cast, shift. It's that same tiny little release. Lift, act, respect. Of course, the voiceless consonant sound K is often spelled with the letter C. A few more words. Slept, kept. Remember, in these clusters, you do release the T, but you have to keep the explosion very soft. Now, you'll find extra drills for this slightly exploded final T in Lesson 1, Section 2C. Okay, here's something interesting. P and K act almost the same as T. They shouldn't explode too hard either when they are medial, when they are between vowels or linking into words starting with vowels. Don't do a hard soccer, pocket. Soften it up. In fact, it will almost change into a very soft G or G, G sound in American speech. Soccer, pocket, pickle. Between words, track it, not track it, track it. Back off, not back off, back off. And a pack of gum. The same thing with the medial P. It's not supper, but a softer explosion, which actually sounds more like a B in American speech. Supper, happy, capture. And between words, a sip of water. Not a sip of, but a sip of water. A map of Europe. Creep around. Not creep around, creep around. So medial P and K really do act the same as the T. They just don't create quite as big an issue as that really pesky medial T does. You'll find some extra drills for these final K's and P's in Lesson 1, Section 2D of the manual. Now I'd like you to rewind to the beginning of this side and work your way through Lesson 1 another time. Be sure to do all of the sample word drills on the tape, as well as the additional ones which are printed in Lesson 1 of the manual.